Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord for another new day that He has added into our lives. What a marvelous, wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to hear a song. Well, we are going to wait for the song to come on. In the name of Jesus, had to have a commercial. It is by K-9's God is here. Amen. We bless Him and honor Him. Yes, your sanctuary, your vessel, your temple. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and lay down your burdens. Yes. Your temple is His sanctuary. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a sweet anointing.
Bless the Lord. Your burdens. Yes, He is. He's here. Sweet. Yes. Atmosphere. Hallelujah. Going on in your atmosphere? Is it peace or is it chaos? Calling us to cast all our cares. Yes, Lord. Yes, He is. He's among us. Lift ahead the burden. Just give it to Him. Yes. Come down and lay down your burden. Yes. To where God is here. Yes, He is. Wherever two or three are gathered in His name, we have the faith to trust Him that He will take care of our burdens. Yes. Lay the burdens at His feet. Praise the Lord. For those that have came on, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Thanking God for the power of prayer as we come to worship, glorify, and magnify His name. And to stand in the gap and intercede for those that are lost, for those that are walking, glory to God, contrary to the will of the Lord, we pray. The blessings of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow, And he said, all ye that are labor, come to him, and he'll give us that rest. We bless the Lord today. Glory to God that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And he said, pray without ceasing. Pray in faith. Pray believing. Pray that we will receive. Casting the cares. Trust in him. If only we believe, we will receive. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you tonight. Glory, find the Most High God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord as we come. Glory to God, divinely connected tonight. Hallelujah. To encourage, to uplift, to strengthen. Glory to God, to pray and intercede for the destroyed yokes of the foul spirits of the enemy, pulling down every principality. Oh, glory to God, every deceptive spirit, anything that the enemy is using to cause division, confusion, or try to bring discouragement and bring, glory to God, separation, we bind him up and take authority in a rebellious spirits and any spirits, glory to God, of disobeying the command of the Lord or causing chaos among us or discord or anything that the enemy is using. God has given us the power to bind and to loose. But we got to have the faith, trust him, wait on him, continue to be encouraged and persist in pursuit. We bless the Lord. Praise God. He is marvelous and wonderful and awesome. God is he. Praise God. Bless the Lord. God has given us the spirit of truth, and the spirit, the word of God said, the truth will make you free. Glory to God. We will be set free by the truth of God's word, and his word came to sanctify us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we come in your presence tonight, God, we glorify and magnify your name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you, glory to God, that we purpose not to eat of the flesh part, but we'll eat of your word. Your word, glory to God, hallelujah, that heals and delivers. Thank God Jesus was the word, and he came, glory to God, a man no sin, glory to God, and came to save those that were lost and redeem us back to the Father. We thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is a teacher, a leader, a guide, and a comforter. Thank you, Lord, glory to God, that in your presence is fullness of joy. And we thank you, glory to God, that even weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Help us to know that we walk by faith and not by sight. So that's how we have to live in the name of Jesus. Communication with you through prayer and opening our ears so we can be still and hear your voice and walk accordingly in the name of Jesus. You said you'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, glory to God. But how are we going to know whether we're ignorant of it or not if we don't know you and know what your word is saying and get in your presence and trust you and obey you, glory to God, so we can have the strength and use the tools and the weapons. Glory to God through the power of the Holy Spirit and the word to glory to God to accomplish the mission and the assignment, whatever, glory to God, you have set before us to do in the name of Jesus on this journey. God, we pray like never before that we will get tuned in, glory to God, and hear, glory to God, the direction that you have for us. You're the chief executive officer in charge. You are our commander. God, help us, glory to God. Remember, you said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Help us to know that we live by faith and not by sight. Help us to know, glory to God, that we got to stay awake, remaining alert and praying in the spirit and watching, glory to God. And you told us in Ephesians that put on the whole armor, and that means keeping the whole armor on. You told us in your word, glory to God, God, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life. Help us to not do anything that's going to gratify the flesh. Everything we do, help us to do to glorify you in the name of you. So whatever desires of the flesh, glory to God, is not going to please in your sight. You said in your word, if we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So our desires will become yours, and we will be in your will. And so we can ask, glory to God, in faith to know that we're going to receive. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. God, when we do so by faith in obedience to you, we can be in expectation glory to God, that it's going to come to pass. We know the times that we're living in now, glory to God, that man, glory to God, have itching ears and fleas, want to appease the flesh. But let it not be said among us, God. Let us not be busybody or accord and sow in discourse. Help us not to walk in fear and discouragement and cause us, glory to God, to waver so we'll miss what you said. Because you told us already that a double-minded man in James is unstable in all his ways. Help us to know that we can't use our fleshly weapons to accomplish the mission that you want. Because you said in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. So we can't be walking around being vindictive. We can't walk around retaliating. We have to put them in your hands and let the weapons that you've given us that are not carnal be mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Help us, glory to God, to know how to be still and to wait and not to be so quick to speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you said speak life in the name of Jesus. No one to be snared by our words. Put a watch over our mouth. Help us, glory to God, to strive for more of you, more of your word, and we won't be so easily tricked and snared by, glory to God, the things of the world and the things that the enemy is using. And you told us not to use the world system. You told us be not conformed to the world or be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to rejoice in the Lord. Oh, you say again, rejoice. You didn't say rejoice because everything is going well and money is in our pocket. Our cupboards, our cabinets are full, and glory to God, and we have all this in our pantry, and glory to God, we have the job and have the money and have this. Oh, you said rejoice, Lord. And then you said be anxious for nothing. But you said, glory to God, by prayer and supplication, make our request known to you. And then give thanksgiving. And then you said you'll give us the peace that passes all understanding, you, that when we keep our minds and hearts on you. Oh, God, speak of those things that are just and noble and true and of a good report. God, help us to have the mind of Christ. You said those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So, God, with all of that, when we do what we need to do, we can pray effectively, not being an infection. We can be, glory to God, warriors, glory to God, to come against the satanic and demonic forces of lies and deception and compromise and greed and all kinds of other things. That are. We can pray against the spirit of sickness and disease and have the authority to bind and loose. And when we come on one accord together, all we'll be a force to be reckoned with against all of this that the enemy's doing and murder and all this. We know everything is not going to be wiped from the earth while we're here, glory to God, but we're to reach those that we can. You told us, glory to God, labors are few, but the harvest is plentiful, and you told us to work while it's day. Help us, glory to God, to do what we need to do, to line ourselves up with your word. So when we go out to warfare against the enemy, we go in faith, we go in authority, we go with assurance and know, glory to God, it's going to be eradicated, dismantled. Oh, we may get knocked down, but glory to God, we rise back up, glory to God. Just man may fall seven times, glory to God, for whatever situation, glory to God. And sometimes it can be because of circumstances going on, but knowing that in the inside of it, we're going to stand on your word, and we're going, glory to God, to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, we're going to stand, glory to God, hallelujah, coming against the enemy's territory, not tearing down the kingdom of God, not being a vessel that the enemy used, glory to God, an instrument to divide the kingdom. Oh, God, glory to God, open our eyes that we may see, open our ears that we may hear. Help us to pray one for another. Help us not to watch the situation going on with people's lives, and glory to God, then we get caught up in the person instead of coming after the spirit that is using the individuals in the name of you. God, I thank you, glory to God, that you have given us, glory to God, these giftings, God, that we may lay hands on the sick and they may recover. We can send a word out because you said you sent your word, and glory to God, your word healed. You are putting your spirit on the inside of us, and you said greater things are we to do. Help us to use the weapons that you told us, the power that we have and the authority. God, we can't, glory to God, do it fearful. Glory to God, the only way we're going to fight the enemy is through the spirit, but we got to have the faith, glory to God, and assurance to know, glory to God, who we are and whose we are, and take authority over the things that come against. God, help us, glory to God. Hallelujah. So much sickness and disease, so much crime, and so much, glory to God, hatred and prejudice, so much whatever's in the earth realm. But you gave us love, and you gave us these temples, glory to God, and put the giftings in us, and put wisdom in us, those that will seek him, and glory, I listen to the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we're thanking you for all the mighty and great works you're already doing all across the globe, even on this prayer line, even the reports that we hear through the power of prayer, standing on your word. So, God, help us to get stronger in you and stand, glory to God. Hallelujah. We did all the stand there for. Help us, glory to God, to be about kingdom business. Oh, when you tell us to be still and know that I'm God, oh, God, to listen and to hear and to be alert, glory to God. But whatever you assigned our hands to do, do, God, we still got to be on the move for Christ. God, we just thank you so much. I thank you for these prayer warriors. I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for the power and the anointing that operate in them. I thank you for their hunger and thirst for righteousness, to live holy, to live right. Thank you that they have a spirit of humility and know how to repent and know how to submit themselves over to God, because humble humility brings on promotion. And you said anyone that exalt themselves over to God, you will bring them a base. So as we humble ourselves, you do the exalting. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing in their bodies and healing and their families and Lord. Thank you for the ones that you're saving and delivering through the power of prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing them, glory to God, for a mind to serve you, and also, glory to God, to use their gift for you, God. We are praying, thank you, Lord, when you put in their spirits to give. They give up their time, they give up their substance, they give up the monetary, they give, glory to God, hallelujah, your love back. God, everywhere that we're short in, we still pray, glory to God, that you'll help us. Until you come back, there's going to be things they'll need to cast on the altar. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us in every way so we can de-glorify those tools of instrument, that we can pray for those overseas. We can pray for those, glory to God, next door. We can pray for those cross-country. We can pray, glory to God, believing no matter what, praying down these strongholds, glory to God, and these demonic forces that set up territory in certain areas, glory to God, for alcoholicness, and those, glory to God, for crime, and glory to God, high in certain places. Other ones, glory to God, for manipulation and lies in certain places. Other ones, glory to God, are set up traps for witchcraft and warlocks and all kinds of territories, glory to God. And sometimes he set up territories, glory to God, in families, glory to God, for this, that, and the other, for alcoholic and drugs, and other ones, glory to God, obscurity, and this one, glory to God, sexual activity, glory to God, is on a rampage. Other kinds of situation, and robbing and stealing. Other ones, glory to God. Ah, glory to God. He always finding some way. Well, but God, you gave us power to bind and to loose, to curse and to cancel, to uproot, dismantle. Standing in faith, glory to God, and not being fearful. God, thank you for the strength and the courage. Ah, so we can continue to bless the Lord at all times. Get to that place where we'll bless you in the valley. We'll bless you on the mountaintop. We can be able to bless you in the valley of decisions while we're trying to hear what direction. But as we seek your face, hallelujah, and trust you and wait on you, glory to God, you'll bring the answer. Whether it's what we want or not, it'll be what we need, and it'll be, glory to God, what is necessary to get us through whatever situation. Your plan is the blessed plan. Thank you for Jeremiah 29:11, that you know the plans that you have for us. All those plans are good. Those thoughts are good. Hallelujah. Not evil. To give us that expected into blessings, to prosper us in the name of, when we hear you and obey you, God, then you are blessed. So we just thank you. If we be willing and obedient, you said we should eat the good of the land. We thank you so much. I thank you again for these, Lord. Whatever their needs are tonight while we're praying, even if our bodies are hurting or going through, or situations are on our heart, thank you that you bless us to know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh may be weak, that we'll continue to pray and pursue, glory to God, because our heart is after you, that we'll continue, glory to God, believe you, that you are lifting the burdens while we're standing in the gap and seeking your face and being obedient. You're taking care of the business behind, glory to God, as well, behind the scenes on our behalf. So I pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless them and use them, and their children, and their seed, and their seed. Oh, God, even in our families that need salvation, we believe in, glory to God, salvation is coming. Help us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Help us to watch this thing in our mouth, that we won't be so busy trying to interrupt and try to correct. It's a season and a time for everything. Help us to be unctioned by the Holy Spirit, so you know, it's time now to step back and let me handle this. Glory to God, you've already planted that seed. You done watered it. Don't touch that right now. Glory to God. Help us, God, in our homes, as well as we're trying to win the loss outside. Help us more to be winning those that are inside too. And even after they give their lives, help us not to do anything, glory to God, to cause them to go in a different direction. As we talked about how the words that come out of the husband's mouth, how they, glory to God, how they hurt, and how the words that come out of the wife's mouth sometimes slice and dice, and sometimes what the children say, and sometimes what the parents say. Glory to God, we're praying that our children will have an ear to hear and be obedient, glory to God, but also, as your word says, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Mothers, too, glory to God, it's all, glory to God, in the plan that you have for us, if we do it your way, regardless of how our feelings feel and our pride and our disappointment and our hurt. Take it to the altar. Run to the rock, glory to God. Don't give place to the enemy to meditate on it. And, well, glory to God, let it roast and this, that, and the other. Oh, he gives it room to him so he can take charge, so he can take over and drive that vehicle in our lives. God, help us to let the Holy Spirit be the only one that's going to be governing our lives through Jesus Christ. God, help us like never before to strive for you more and celebrate you. Help us to celebrate you and celebrate our life in you. We don't have time for depression, oppression, complaining. You listen to those, glory to God, because you inhabit the praise of your people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those that, glory to God, will exalt your name. In the praises, glory to God, sometimes you're moving and delivering. God, help us, glory to God, to fight the good fight of faith, to listen, glory to God, and recognize the times when we get caught up in murmuring and complaining, or we get caught up, glory to God, meditating on, oh, what's going on with my health? What's going on with my husband? What's going on with the wife? What's going on with the children? What's going on at the church? Who hurt me? Who did this? Who whatever? And then he tried to take you all the way back, childhood, when this happened and that happened and this, that, and sometimes when we look back, sometimes you find out you didn't really actually forgive. You didn't really release that, whether they living or dead. God help us, glory to God, to lay aside every sin, every weight, so we can run this race. We can accomplish more. We don't have to be tied down and weighed down because the enemy bring this, glory to God, this skeleton out the closet. Glory, bring this Jason out the closet to knock us down again. And you meditate on that. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for freedom and liberty that you have given us to operate in, God, so we can be able to be a force to be reckoned with, so we can pray ye one for another and with one another. Help us exceed others more highly than ourselves and never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, there's still work to be done in the earth realm, but it's work to be done in these temples, so that way we can go out, be free to flow and soar like that eagle and run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Ah, oh, glory to God. And we will not be weary in well-doing, and we will, glory to God, reap it. We faint not. Oh, God, I bind up any faint-heartedness, and I thank you, Lord God, that you bless. You're looking for those for us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, God, I thank you so much. Always going to be more to pray for. Bless our families. Touch those that are going through in their bodies, going through in their minds. Oh, glory to God, deliver, heal, glory, set free. Help them to grasp faith and those that are saved and not saved. And even sometimes we can be saved, but sometimes the pain and the agony and the whatever, it'll try to take you off in another place. But that's why we're to pray one for another and keep fighting, glory to God, to stand on what God's word say. God, we love you today. We bind up Satan and all his little cords. Every set up trap, foul spirit, glory to God, to come to steal, kill, and destroy. Come, glory to God, to steal our lives and steal our livelihood, to come against our families, come against the ministries, come against, glory to God, our jobs or whatever else that you have given us. Oh, God, we pray even in these elements that it don't come to bring destruction and steal our lives too as well. Pray for those that are going through in these floodings, going through, glory to God, in these crises. Oh, glory to God, with the snow and going through with the crisis, glory to God, with the fires and going through in the crisis, glory to God, in the earthquakes and sinkholes and all kinds of other things and destruction with murdering and killing and shooting and doing things, glory to God, taking lives and especially our young people. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God, as we pray and bind the hand of the enemy, the evil forces of them, principalities, those strongholds, glory to God, those spirits of confusion, those spirits that anything tick people off these days, don't even think, just do. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We know it's satanic. The blood of Jesus. Mothers losing their children. And sometimes, glory to God. Oh, just so many things that are happening. But God, we just got to pray and not get tired and keep casting the care so we can keep our joy. Keep casting the care so we can not be burdened down and weighted down. Give it back to you. Because you're just using us, glory to God, to be able to stand in the gap and do and accomplish what, let the light though shine. Help us not to let the things we go through cause our light to go out or to be flickering. God, help us. No, we can't sit here in a cocoon, and we can't sit over here just us and no more. Oh, he will put an assignment on our lives, and he will protect and he will shield. As long as we are walking in the truth and walking in obedience, his angels be encamped and the blood covering over us, and that we pray ye one for another. Help us to stand together, because divided we glory to God, we're going to fall, and it's going to give opening places for the enemy to come in. But God, the more and more we're praying for the body, the sleeping giant, wake up and recognize the place you're in, just like you told Adam, where are you? God know where he is. Where are you? We got to know where we're standing. Examine ourselves daily. Be faithful. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us. And stop looking at these annual secrets, these little petty things, glory to God, we don't like about one another. The blood of Jesus, we're required to love. We're required to love. Love covers a multitude of faults. We love you today, Lord, and we bless you, and we honor your holy name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go in the order that, well, close to the order that came in. But Mother Alexander is on. Hold a minute, Mother, before I got to move this. My screen is freezing up. Walking up, so I'm not praying yet so I can get you open. But Mother Alexander, glory to God, I'm trying to see. Mother McCormick. Oh, my screen is freezing. I pray, glory to God, that we'll not have any problems like that tonight, and we'll be able to open these lines without having any complications. And I'll check. Once I can get it open, then I'll try to see if I can find out what Pastor Bird is on so she can pray early just in case. Thank you, Lord. I don't see her on yet. So we're going to go with Mother Alexander, Minister McCormick, Mother Willette, Pastor Sam. Let's see if I didn't make a mistake here. This thing is trying to, but prayer going to go on, and the blessed plan of God shall go forth. We glorify him in advance. We're going to put praise on it. And thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. Oh, he reigns. Oh, glory to God. And all glory and praise belong to him. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, for you so marvelous, so wonderful. Oh, we exalt you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. You, glory to God, have that answer to every situation. So we're not moved by the situation. We move by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. There we go. Hallelujah. Without God, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through him. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord. You have the floor.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank
Father,
you.
We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God. Those that know, those that don't know, Lord God, are standing in the gap, Lord God. For Lord, your word said pray for one another. I pray for the grandchildren or great-grands, thanking you, Lord, for keeping them safe, Lord God. For you are the only one that can keep them safe, Lord God. All over grand and great grants, you watched over them, Lord God. Regardless what's going on in this world today, Lord God, amongst the young people, Lord God, you hear everything, Heavenly Father, and I know that you're a God that answers prayer. We know, Lord God, that no matter what the things look like, you hear us when we cry out to you. And you are the God that hear every sound, every tears you see, you feel every pain. So you know what we feel, Lord God. There's nothing different today that wasn't been before. You knew it all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come today thanking you, Lord God. Thanking you most of all, Lord, for cleansing the land in the name of Jesus. Because only you can do it, Father. Nobody else can. Help us to continue to stand faithful in prayers, Lord God. That no matter what comes in this earth, Lord, you knew about it all along. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the power and the authority to bind things here on earth. Because we are not defenseless, Lord. You gave us the authority to bind these false spirits that rise its heads up against us. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that your word said it. Then we stand boldly on it because your promises don't change. If you said, Lord God, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us, we must know we're never alone because your promise is for real. Lord, I just praise your holy name today, and I thank you, Lord, for you wake each and every one of us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body. And we thank you, Lord God, most of all, that you make it possible for us to be in a prayer line, Lord, standing faithful, boldly proclaim that Jesus is Lord. There is no other. And Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for mercy and grace, Lord God, because your promises is sure, Heavenly Father. You gave us two powerful words. You said, goodness and mercy is with us. It follows all the days of our life. Help us to stand faithful on this word, Lord God, and know that if you said it, we shall be able to stand on it. There is nothing impossible, because you can do it all, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace this day. We thank you, Lord, that you put shelter over our heads, Lord God. Food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. And we give you glory and praise for that, Lord, because no one else can do it but you, Lord God. Help us to be stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Now, no matter what the situation look like, we know that you is a God that hears us when we cry out to you. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Father God. So we bring everything before you. And you see all what's going on here and hurt. Nothing is new. This war and all this hatred and cruelty, you know it all, Lord. But you tell us in your word, if we pray, pray. Because prayer is the key, no matter what the situation looks like. How I believe and stand by faith, we can bring it down in the name of Jesus. But we got to know who we are in Christ and know that when we stand to pray, pray. Regardless what's going on, pray. Change has got to take place. It doesn't matter what the situation or what nobody say. It's what you believe that God's word tell you to do and tell you to say. Say it and stand boldly. Because his promise is not going to fail you and it's not going to put you to shame. God's promises is real. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We thank you that we can stand faithfully, Lord God, and said, the Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my provider. There ain't nothing on this earth that is more powerful than the word of God. But for it to be in action, we got to stand faithful and believe. Father God, we thank you for all things, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, how you make a way out and no way for our children whenever they are around us or whenever they are not around us. We thank you, Lord God, for you is the one that take care of them. It doesn't matter how old they are, you still hear our cry for protection for our offspring. You still hear it, Father God. And Lord, we thank you and we glorify you for that, Father God, because we know that you's a God that hears every cry. And Lord, we pray for brothers and sisters that having hard time, Lord God. Because remember your word said, pray for one another. And Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that come against them. Sickness, pain, aches. We bind up that spirit of pain that come against the body of our brothers and sisters. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, thank you for giving us the power to stand in the gap for a brother and sister, Lord. Oh, God, touch the heart of some of these sisters that know that you got to operate in that gap of love. You got to operate in that love. It doesn't matter how pain comes. The power of prayer can stop it on its track because you gave us that authority, Lord. You said whatever we bind and hurt, bind in heaven. Whatever we loose and hurt, loose in heaven. That's a power, and prayer is the key for everything. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Lord God. We continue to call on your name, Lord God, because without you, we are lost. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for taking care of us through these times, Lord, because you see every movement that goes on in hurt. But Lord God, your word said, every needs have been met. So, Lord, I'm standing on those needs. We're standing on it because we know you said it. That's enough. We don't have to be toddling and arguing about it. Your word said, every needs have been met. So help us to learn to follow your word and to seek you and to worship you and you alone. Because that's the only way we can see these things come to pass. Faithful, believing in your word. Lord, continue to keep our brothers and sisters that is going through this situation in Ukraine, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that prayer is the key regardless what goes on. We know prayer is the key. And Lord, we are praying, Lord God, that this situation will come to an end in the name of Jesus, because you did not tell us that suffering is what you want us to go through, all suffering. No, you did not tell us that. You want us to be joy. You want us to be in good health, according to your word, Father God, and you're a God that hear our cry. And Lord, we thank you for giving us authority and dominion here in this earth to stand boldly and proclaim, stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters. Those that cannot do for themselves, Lord God, help us that stand boldly to come, stand faithful and to know that your promises will take us through the storm. Help us, Lord God, to be bold soldiers and to be immovable when it comes to say your word, Lord God, and to stand faithful. We pray for your pastors, Lord God, those that stand in faithful regardless what the situation look like. We pray, Lord God, and we binding up that false spirit that come to attack the body and the mind. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We cast it back to the pit of hell, because we know your word said, Lord God, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we command that spirit that come against the body of your pastors, Lord, to loose it in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and we cast it out back to the pit where it come from. And we claim a total divine healing, Lord God, because your promises gave us that authority. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things, Heavenly Father. Help us to continue to stand strong, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for the love that you shed in our hearts, oh God, that we can continue to stand faithful and love one another, regardless where you are or where you come from or what you ethnic you are. Love is the key that's going to get us the crown of glory, because we must stand faithful. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. I pray for the pastor of the prayer line, Lord, the head of the prayer line. I pray that you continue to keep our strength in our, continue to keep our boldly soldier, Lord God. That she stand faithful, Lord God, and she be bold soldiers to bring forth your word, regardless what. Father God, I pray for all my sisters on the line, Lord God, that you continue to bless them with that power to stand faithful and to speak the word, Lord God, regardless who come against them. Stand boldly, because they are warriors of the living God. Oh God, help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, that's it. That's finished. We don't need no more confirmation. Your word said, I'll never leave you. That's it. We'll never have to say this word, I'm alone. That's not what you tell us. You said you're with us always. So, Lord, help us to stand faithful and boldly to proclaim the victory is ours through Christ Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and glory today. Thank you for watching over the families, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God, because only you can do it, Heavenly Father. There is no other. And Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Pastor Hubbard to have already prayed. We thank you for Mother Adesana. And we also thank you, God, for the one that's going to come behind me and pray. Father, we come this afternoon, God. We come asking you, Lord, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. We come, Lord, because we know that you see and you know all things. We come, God, just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit on today, God, that your Holy Spirit can lead us and guide us, that your Holy Spirit will let us know when things is not right, when things is going wrong. We thank you for that on today, God. We realize, Heavenly Father God, if it had not been for you today, what would we be, Lord? We couldn't even have woke up this morning. We wouldn't even been able to move our legs or move our eyes or being able to see or be able, Lord God, to move our hand or bathe ourselves this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for being able to walk into the water in that good, clear water, God. We just thank you, God. It's just something about the water. I don't know. I just always just thank God for that water, that clean water. I praise you on today, God, for all that you're doing. I even pray for those that don't even have that clean water. God, that one day, Lord God, that they will have those little babies that be on TV sometimes, that they will have some good clean water to be able to bathe in, to be able to drink. God, I pray, Lord, for people overseas and people are everywhere, Lord God, that's going through so many problems and different situations in their life, God. Because, God, you sent your son in this world not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all be saved, that we could be delivered from problems and situations that we are going through. You don't want us to be down and out. You want us to be rejoicing. You say rejoice in the Lord, in our salvation. So, God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just help us to keep our focus, our mind on you, Lord God. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us to have the mind to think right, the mind to do right, the mind to walk in the way that you want us to walk. Father, I just want to thank you right now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the young people, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the babies, Lord God, for the those that's in school, those that's in high school, those that's in, I pray for them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just keep them, Lord God, as they go to school, God, and help them to make the right decision when they're out there, Lord God, in your name, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I know there's some young people that wants to be saved. I know there's some young people that wants to stand and be real at doing the right thing. So, God, I ask you right now to touch the hearts of them right now, God, and let them know, God, that you are right there. All they got to do is just trust you and lean up to their own understanding, and all their ways are not as you, and you will direct their path. So, God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will keep them, Lord, as they go through their trials and tribulations. And, God, I pray that you will go into homes, God, because, Lord, sometimes in homes with different things is going on in houses, Lord God, that we don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. But, God, I pray that you will touch these people, Lord God. Touch these young people, Lord God. Sometimes they going through problems. Sometimes they need someone to talk to. And sometimes they need to talk to a mama. Sometimes they need to talk to daddy or talk to sister. And sometimes they don't want to listen to them. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just touch the minds of the young people, Lord God. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, that you is there, God. You are right there. And help them to have a mind to just pick up the word and pick that word up and read that word and study that word and get that word in their spirit and let you direct them in the way to go, in the right way to go, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. I thank you, Lord God, for the knowledge that you give us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom. Thank you for the discerning of the Spirit, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for being that friend that stick it closer than a brother. When we are going through, like Mother Alexander said, like being lonely, we don't have to be lonely. We not might feel that way sometimes, but Jesus said in his word he would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for knowing that Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us, God. So I just praise him right now for knowing that I know that he's right there beside me. He'll be there. He'll never leave me. And I pray, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you is a God that's able to lead us and guide us. You is a God that's able to take us through. So, God, I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for the president of the United States. I pray, Lord God, for Vice President, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you will look down on the Ukraine, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch the situation that's going on in Russia and in all these places, things that fighting. And also over here in the world, in the United States, all everywhere, Lord, where it might be just fighting there, but there's sometimes there's things that's happening right under us in the name of Jesus that we need you, Lord God, to help us to be able to lead us and direct us, because it's like she said, it's going to take the word, you know, like both of them just said, Pastor Hubbard and Mother Azalea and the rest of them that may come on. It's going to take the word to help us to go through. We just can't make this journey down here by ourselves, and we got to have our eyes open. We got to have our eyes open to realize it is God that's able to want us to come boldly to the throne, that come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find we can find mercy, find grace to help in a time of need. He wants us to come. He wants us to seek his face like never before, because he is our answer today. That's the only answer that we can get is in Jesus Christ. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your son. I thank you for just making that way, for just turning things around, for just doing things right now when we think things ain't working out and we think things is not going forth. God is working behind the scenes. He's doing some things in our life that we don't even realize that he's working some things out right now as we speak. So, therefore, that's why we keep praying. That's why we keep seeking God. That's why we keep calling on your name, Lord God, because we know it's you, Lord, that's able to help us to go forward and to walk through these journeys and walk through this situation that we are going through. So, God, I just want to say thank you right now, God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for those that, Lord God, that don't have a mind. I pray for their mind, that you will touch their mind, that you will regulate their hearts, that you will lead them and you will guide them in the right way to go in the name of Jesus. The word of God said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in our mouth. So, God, help us to, when we have things in our mouth, help us to praise you. That's what you want us to do. You want us to lift up our hands and praise you and give you the glory and give you the honor for what you have done and what you're going to do. That when we get up in the morning time, if we don't just take but just a few minutes and just say, God, I thank you. I just thank you for being alive, because somebody didn't get a chance to say, God, I thank you for being alive this morning. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God. We pray for those that are sick in their body, because there are people, Lord, that are sick in their body today. So many, Lord God, is going through some sickness, God. But we know that your word said, your word has already told us. You said with your stripes that we are already healed. You said you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, God. We need you. We need you right now, and we know that you know what we need before we even ask you. So we can just believe in you. We can just rely on you. We can just trust you and know, God, that you're the one that's going to work all the situation out. Because when we realize, God, if it had not been for you, we don't know where we'll be today. We couldn't even make it. We couldn't even walk without you holding our hand. But we realize, like Sister said, we got to cast those cares on you. When we're going through our problems, when we're going through situations, we got to cast them on you. We help us, Lord God, and not to be depressed. Even though sometimes the enemy try to make us feel like we're depressed. Sometimes he try to make we think we ain't going to get over a situation. But we have to learn how to put the word on it. Put the word, open up our mouth and say, devil, you is a liar. You is a liar today. I know who I believe in. I know that God is able to help the work out these situations. So God, help us to use our mouth in the right way. Sometimes we can use his tongue in the wrong way. So God, help us. As I'm learning myself, I'm learning my own self how to use my mouth in the right way. I ain't got there. I haven't got there yet. But I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. So I ask y'all to continue. Let's pray together for one another, that this link will stay together, that it won't break a loose. That this is just like a chain. Let this chain stay together, that it won't get won't break a loose. If we will stay together as a whole, as the way that God wants us to stay together. Thank God for being connected. As like this here, like the prayer warrior, like the thing for this prayer thing, the broadcast is saying, connect the divine, connect it. So we're gonna stay connected to this prayer. I'm trying to get my words getting all mixed up. But I just ask y'all just continue to pray for me that I continue to be what the Lord would have me to be. But I just thank God because God is so good. I'm excited, even though I know that God is able, Lord God, to do anything. He's able to work things out when we don't even know it's going to be worked out. I just thank God for the prayer of the righteousness of as much. I thank God for those that have already prayed. I thank God, Lord, for those that back in all these years, for 6 years, that people have come on this line. I was thinking today, people have come on this line, those that have got delivered from different things, those that have got free from some different things, and yet we still praying for more deliver to come forward. So, God, I pray, Lord, for every name and every person that have been on this line, God, that you do a work in their life. And I know you're doing it right now behind the scenes. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for the prayers that have already gone forward, listening to Mother McCormick pray. Praise God. I'm in agreement with the prayers that she made, that God has already worked things out for our good. Thanking and praising God for Minister BJ. Praise God. We want to, praise God, eat from the Spirit of God, not from the flesh pot. Hello, somebody. We thank and praise God for Mother Alexander and the steadfast prayers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trusting that God is. So, Father God, in that name that's above every name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you so much. Father God, I just bow my head to you, to reverence you, to honor you, to worship you, to appreciate you, to love you, Lord God, hallelujah, to give you praise, hallelujah, glory be to God, to thank you this evening, Lord God, hallelujah, for another day's journey, hallelujah. Thank you that you are our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. You're El Shaddai. You're still the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, glory be to God. Hallelujah, the God that sees, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Tisikanu. God, I thank you that you are our sanctifier and our righteousness, glory be to God. I thank you that you're our help and our hope, glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the songwriters say, you are the miracle worker, the promise keeper. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Light in our darkness, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for the songwriter that says, God, you've always been by my side. And I trust, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you'll be with me until I make my transition to be with you forever. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that in spite of what the enemy is trying to do, you're yet on the throne. You see every situation, every circumstance. Glory be to God. And hallelujah, even though some things don't feel good, they don't look good, hallelujah, they don't sound good, but you're working them out for, and by faith, it's already worked out for our good. If you're a child of the King, glory be to God. A child of God, hallelujah, an heir of God, and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, glory be to God, hallelujah. You have a hope that many wish they had, oh, Lord God, and they can have this hope tonight, but they must come and surrender to the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we appreciate you so much. We thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, for how you bless us to go down the highways to Mississippi and keep us safe on the travels there and return and help us to accomplish what we needed to do while we were there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the earth. God, I invite, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost to help us tonight, to, Lord God, to just expose to us those things that we need to really focus on because the enemy is coming to try to distract us and to try to get us off focus. But, God, I thank you that your Holy Spirit will refresh us and remind us. Lift up the name of Jesus. Give glory to God. For God is working things out for your good. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Excuse me. We're trusting in you, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For your Holy Spirit tonight. We pray that your Holy Spirit will have free reign. Stir us up on the inside. Yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us and order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And may we be in agreement. Glory be to God with your word. Hallelujah. Your word is right. Glory be to God. All of your works are done in truth. Glory be to God. We praise you this evening and thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the healing of nations. Yes, glory be to God. The healing of nations. God, we bind up the wicked and evil and sickness of the land in Christ Jesus' name, according to Matthew, praise God, 18:18-19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you give us liberty and freedom, hallelujah, from sickness and sin and pain and suffering, Lord God, and all this injustice and hatred and meanness in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us to walk, hallelujah, in the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, to walk in the agape love. In spite of how people treat me, in spite of what they say, in spite of the fact that maybe I don't agree with everything that they say and they don't agree with everything that I say, but God, I choose to walk in your agape love. Hallelujah. I choose, hallelujah, to be imitators of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To be light in this earth and salt, glory be to God, to be an example to a dark world. And I thank you, Lord God, that soon and very soon, Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. So we need to make sure we're not, as the message taught last night, we're not straddling the fence. We're not slipping and sliding and ducking and hiding. And, Lord God, that we are, Lord God, being genuine, born-again, baptized believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Lord God, it's time out for so many that are separating themselves, Lord God, and the prophets are going over here and they're behaving like they're just only the prophets, Lord God, but you've given the fivefold ministry for a purpose, hallelujah, so we can equip the body of Christ for what they need in so that they can be effective when they go out and share this great news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord God, where you said two or three are gathered together in your name. There you will be in the midst, and yes, you are. Thank you, hallelujah, that you gaze upon us with love, Lord God. So much love we can't even fathom. God, you're working situations out, and you're performing such miracles. I heard Sister McCormick say the other night, hallelujah, the miracle is in your mouth. Hallelujah, you don't like a situation, say something about it. The blood of Jesus against the works of evil and darkness in this land. Against sickness and disease, glory be to God. No plague is authorized on our dwelling. So we command every sickness, every symptom to uproot itself and be cast back to the utter dry places in Jesus' name. Yes, because whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, you will give it to us. You will grant it to us so that our joy will be full. Praise your name, Lord God. You love us. You are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Glory be to God. Thank you so much. We thank you, Lord God, and we lift up, Lord God, those that are in positions, Lord God, of being an example, of making a difference in somebody else's life, especially in our young people, because they're coming up, and we're praying, God, your plans for them come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the works of wickedness that's trying to come against them or trying to influence them in a negative way. We plead the blood of Jesus against a disobedient and rebellion in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over witchcraft and darkness of the land in the name of Jesus and hatred and injustice in Christ Jesus' name. We pray the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is your anointed word, go forth and set free, save, heal, and deliver. Loose them that are bound by addictions and strongholds. Yes, they can't even make a good decision, Lord God, because the devil have them tangled up and tied up in addictions and strongholds and immorality. And we say that's enough, and devil, loose them in Christ Jesus' name. Take your claws off of their life. We pray that, God, you will cover these people who have been influenced in the time past by addictions and strongholds and immorality. Loose them and set them free. And, God, close every door that may have been opened. And clothe them in their right mind and let them know that it's time. Time is running out. Jesus is coming back. And it ain't no time to be playing and trying to play a trick on yourself. Glory be to God. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for the body of Christ, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, every lay member, God, help us to begin to see things from your perspective. Help us, Lord God, to hear what your Holy Spirit, you certainly have free reign in my life. Yes, you do. And I pray that every born-again believer desire to listen, have an ear always open to you, Holy Spirit, to hear what the Father has to say so that we can be quick to be in obedience to what he says. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for people everywhere. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that have been hurting from pain and suffering. I pray a special prayer this evening for those who have long-term results from this COVID, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray a special divine supernatural healing for these people, that it will not turn out the way the enemy expect, the blood of Jesus, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. And I stand on your promise in Jesus' name. I pray for those that have been in a medical condition for so long a time, diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord God, liver disease, cancer, Lord God, whatever the situation is, I pray for a strong deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for special supernatural miracles of healings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be released. God, the arthritis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, headaches, get back to the pit from which you come. In Jesus' name, we pray for eye conditions to be made whole. Lord God, toothaches, Lord God, we pray for divine deliverance and healing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for circulation disorder. Lord God, we pray for incontinence. And Lord God, those, Lord God, who have had strokes and haven't been able to have inability in their limbs, we pray, God, that you would heal the condition of those who've had strokes and haven't been able to move their limbs. We pray for restoration in their body. Yes, we do, in Jesus' name, because you said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Father, I thank you so much. I pray for salvation of these young people. I pray for, Lord God, our young who have, Lord God, been in the nourishment and understanding that God is real and that they need to have a genuine relationship with the Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit will stir up his spirit in their lives and let them know, make good choices, make good choices. Don't just listen to whatever the world is doing, but make good choices and do that which is pleasing to God in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We can go on and pray on, but we pray for our brothers and sisters that come on this line, those that are faithful to pray, those, Lord God, some just come to listen on the line. And I pray those that come to listen that may not say anything, I pray for a special healing in their body. I pray for their needs to be met because they're willing to come on the line to hear from you, Father, to hear from you. Lord God, and to get their needs met in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. Help us, Lord God. Help us and let your Holy Spirit govern our lives day by day. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. I lift up Minister BJ. I pray that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken. Her family lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to, Lord God, heal, set free, save, and deliver. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, meet their needs in Jesus' name. Continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to bless your people on tonight, the other ministers, Lord God, your people in Jesus' name. We love you, we honor you, we praise you, and we worship you. God, your will be done now in Jesus' name. We pray the prayer of faith, and we thank you that it is so and done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father God, teach us how to pray and what to pray for, Lord. Oh, I'm so grateful tonight to be among the saints as they lift up the name of Jesus. And that's what we came to do. We want to lift him up, Lord, that dying men and women may see him. Somebody might be saved. Somebody might be strengthened. Somebody will be delivered. Somebody will be blessed for the hearing of these great prayers tonight, Lord God. They missed nothing, and I thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them that are on the prayer line, that comes on the prayer line faithfully to help other people to pray for themselves and others, Lord. We give you honor. We give you glory. We lift you up, Lord God. You say if you be lifted up, you will draw. Oh, hallelujah. All men unto you, Father. And, Father, we want to tell you we love you. We do honor you tonight, Lord, because we have been given, the word said we have been given an undescribable gift. You can't even describe God and his goodness. You can try, but you can't, because it's indescribable, undescribable. You just can't describe him, because he's God, and he's God all by himself, testing our many faults and shortcomings and iniquities before you, Lord, and we're asking for your forgiveness for my sins and for all the sins of anybody that has not asked you on this line, Father, because I believe that their heart is pure before you, Lord. And we want to do things according to your will and your righteousness, Lord. We want to look, Father, not always to your hand, but we want to look to your heart, Father, that we will be imitators of you, that we would learn how to walk in your footsteps, Lord. We thank you and we give you honor. We give you praise for all good and perfect gifts. Lord God, I want to thank you for blessing both my sons, that both of them are up and walking, Lord, being healed from the hip surgeries, Lord. I thank you for them. I thank you, Lord, for so many testimonies that's been on this prayer line since I've been on here. It's been on here, Lord, that have come back and said, I thank you, Lord, for blessing and for healing me. We've had some of every kind of sickness and disease to come up, and sickness and disease, mental, physical disorders, all kind of things that have come up, and the reports come back. God is able, and God is a God that blesses. And, Father, we just, we can't do nothing without you. We can't even walk unless you hold it in our hands. And you promised in your word, you said you never leave us, nor forsake us. You'll be right there. You, Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, because so many times I personally don't know what to do and which way to go. But I listen to that still small voice. And if you listen, and you wait, because prayer is not only talking to God, it's also listening to him. You'll hear, and he'll fix a way. He'll make a way out of no way. My grandmother, Reverend Sister Susan King, would always say, he'll make a way out of no way. You can't see it, but he's working under the covers all the time because he loves us, and he wants the best for us. He tells us that it's the scripture that says, I read it, I think this morning, it says, he would have gathered you under his wings, and he was talking about Israel. He would have gathered them under his wings like a mother hen hovers over her baby chicks and protect them. But a lot of times we won't have that. We want to do it our way. And he tells us it's no good thing in our flesh. And we, our spirit is what we're talking about that needs to rule over our flesh. Not just, we always talking about what we think and what, well, what does God say about it? What does he, is he directing you in that pathway? And if you listen, he'll tell you. He'll help you. And like you said, somebody said tonight praying yesterday, it may have been Pastor BJ that said that joy doesn't depend on your circumstances. And now that's a big statement to me, but it doesn't, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And just because things are not going as you think they should go, you still have the joy of the Lord, because he's still with you. He has not left you, nor will he leave you. And I just give God the glory tonight for everybody that's on this line, everybody that desired to be here and couldn't be here, Father, that they will receive a blessing in some form or shape, Lord. They will receive a blessing. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. We pray for mankind everywhere. As far as humanity tries to soil, Lord, we pray, Father. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Lord, that you would lift them up in some kind of way. Let them know that you are here and you're able and you're willing to receive them if they come to you through repentance. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor, Father. We pray for the young, the careless, and the unconcerned, the unborn, even this in their mother's womb, Lord. And we know that you have dealt with babies in their mother's wombs, Lord. Father, John the Baptist and some more of them, Lord, that you gave them a word even before they were born. And Father, we know that you love us and you care about us. And we thank you, Lord, for your glory, for your mercy, all of the things that you have done for us and all that you will do for us, Lord, because you are an awesome, mighty, and powerful God. And Father, let our praise and our worship be true. Don't let us have strange fire, Lord. Let our worship and our heart be true towards you, Lord, that we'll be a blessing not only to ourselves, but a blessing to other people. And when we walk in a room, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is in us shines, and somebody will want to know, what is it about you? And you'll be able to share a word with them that the Spirit of the living God lives within me. Father, I praise you. I honor you. I give you glory. And I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, for another opportunity to come into your holy presence. Thank you for this prayer line and Pastor BJ that is on the mark and on the target and doing a thing that you're supposed to do that God has given us to do. Every chance and every opportunity that she gets, we ask blessings on her and her family. And Lord, we say in the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Bless your name.
Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless the Lord. Praise God for all those that have prayed. Praise God. We pray, glory to God, for Brother Black and Pastor Bird. They're not on the line tonight, but we pray, God, their strength and their encouragement. Pray whatever their needs are, God, that you will bless and move on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, we pray for, glory to God, anyone, hallelujah, that is in need of a Savior now. Praise God. I was looking at something just now. I want to read this, and then we're going to take our prayer request. 2 Corinthians 4:9. But I was looking at this, and I want to, before I do that little reading, I want to give you the background, what it's talking about on that. 2 Corinthians 4:9. Okay, let's start with, Let's
Let me just read the scripture and what, because we didn't have scripture reading tonight anyway. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation, okay, I read something twice, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, least the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, and this is at the fourth verse of the fourth, no, the fifth verse of the fourth chapter. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, whom commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God, excuse me, of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, and this is the seventh verse, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled, didn't get to even have that last night. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then that death worketh in us, but life in you. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore spoken. Praise God. Reason why I said I want to read that part right there, because this little saying on this little card says, down, but not out. My bills are due. The payments are stout. I may be down, but not out. My mind is cluttered. I wonder, I doubt. I may be down, but I'm not out. My body is aching. It may be gout. I may be down, but I'm not out. My hair is disappearing. No new sprouts. I may be down, but I'm not out. My job is changing. Got to go another route. I may be down, but I'm not out. My friend has forsaken, no use to pout. I may be down, but I'm not out. My Savior was crucified from the tomb. He did not shout. I may be down, but I'm not out. By somebody named Tim Cruz, cast down, but not destroyed. What we just read in 2 Corinthians 4:9. So no matter what our circumstance or situation is, like you said, persecuted, this, that, and the other, all these kind of things that go on. But God says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And then he said he'll work things for the good. And like Brother just brought back out, Pastor, about when we were talking about joy and so forth like this, because our dependency is on God's word. That's why he said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So in that, because when the enemy steals our joy and our peace with your weapons, then he really could try to break us down for the count. Because we need the word, but we got to have faith. We got to have the joy with it. We got to have the peace with it. We got to have the assurance. We got to have all these things tied together with the armor and everything else we need. Glory to God to be able to stand, and especially do this trying time in life, or just in life itself. But in the meantime, our trust and faith in the Lord, and know even what he said in his word. Glory, every time something came up when he was set out in the wilderness, and been led by the Spirit of the Lord into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy. Everything that came up, he always said, it is written, it is written. That's how powerful the word is in us when we trust and believe and have faith and obey him. And don't allow the circumstances, glory to God, to provoke us to yielding to the temptation, but standing on the word and speaking and decree. He said, if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. So it's all about our faith, our trust, and believing what God's word say in spite of the circumstances around us.
Now, you're not going to ask up again. It's the system. Praise the Lord and thanking him. And I want to thank God, glory to God, for the prayers that went forth, praying for Mother Willette, thanking God for God touching her body and blessing her, even with the challenge with this problem going to touching a bunch of us. But still yet, when we still standing on God's word, when the best we can, and still binding up the hand of the enemy while we pray and intercede and standing in the gap for others. So as we were praying today, as the prayers went forth last night, and even different things that have been talked about today, that people that are going through with that sinuses and going over, I'm telling us that you had called that out yesterday. We've been calling it out and praying even last week concerning those situations. So we're going to pray and believe God that every time things go on out there in this world and the situation do occur, that we don't have to be a party to it. God just bless and let it roll off us like water off a duck back. And there will be some things we may have to encounter, but you gave us power to bind and to loosen, to curse and to cancel and to loose us. So these things that come against us, what are you saying when he told us to pray one for another and lay hands or send the word? We're just going to have to keep rebuking and binding and loosening, keep decreeing and declaring what his word says for our healing, our deliverance, and whatever else that we're in need of before the Lord. Praise God. Right now, we're going to take any prayer requests that anyone has. And the Lord bless that we get off the line early tonight. That still felt good. And also, then we make our request, our remarks for the upcoming events. So in the meantime, we'll take these prayer requests and thank God for his anointing, because that would make all the difference when we pray under the anointing and do as he tells us to do. And we don't put no time limit on him. And if he wants to go over to God for us to do some things, we want to be able to do it. And if he, glory to God, bring things in a lesser time or more of it, or even increase the time, as long as we're flowing with the Spirit. So right now it's in my spirit for us just to take the prayer requests. It's 8:21. We have time to take the prayer requests, and after that we'll make our announcements. And the Lord say the same. We'll continue to keep each other's prayed up and going forth and glorifying and magnifying the Lord. We're getting ready to come out of March already, getting ready to go into April and even preparing to celebrate every day is the Lord's Day, and every season is the season for Jesus, but also the time that's set aside for resurrection power, a resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise God, coming into the new month as we celebrate our sixth year, getting ready to cross over into the seventh, as the Lord say the same. So right now, anyone that have a request, we're going to take those and continue those prayers and powerful praise reports that have been coming forth. Keep celebrating God with that. So we're going to take those now.
I've been hearing from his son.
You did?
CJ.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been hearing from Yvonne. So
no, ma'am. I am so guilty.
Hard tonight.
Let's go ahead and pray. Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, I know who she is. I just, I'm guilty of not checking to see if that number still works or get with you all. Yeah. Well, Father, we thank you tonight for Yvonne as you put it upon Mother's heart, God, and just help us to continue to remember and pray the Lord blessing and healing her body and delivering her. And, God, we come against anything that might be trying to bind her or bring depression or oppression, because her body has gone through a lot and she has gone through a lot. But, God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the power of prayer goes all around the globe. We don't have no target place that it can't go. So, God, as we send your word out for healing and deliverance and encouragement, God, we pray, glory to God, that her sisters and anybody else that's in her life, they're taking time and being there, and glory to God, and whatever the needs are, you said it's supply, but if there's some way that, glory to God, there's things that she's not getting that she needs to get, or whether it's medical or spiritual or natural, we're praying, God, that you're blessed and you provide. And, God, we just thank you right now. Lift her spirit up. Lift up your head, oh, ye gates, and let the kingdom of glory come in. So we are praying that she's still holding on to faith. God, and we thank you. It does not matter just because she's a Catholic, but she know of the Lord. And, God, we just pray that her spirit man know how to just call out unto the Lord and speak, glory to God, what God's word says concerning herself. We thank you for the prayers that have gone forth for her in the past. And we just pray for that family there, too, as well. God, that you bless, strengthen, and encourage. And we pray for salvation for many of them, and even for the parts of the family that that's overseas and some things that their hands are tampering in that shouldn't be. We're praying for a change, that the Holy Spirit will bless and the word will come to them through somebody, and they'll take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, so that way they can receive the truth of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, bind up every satanic and demonic force, any foul spirit that tried to come up against, glory to God, even the prayers as we stand in the gap for these people and many others, as well as for ourselves. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, ma'am. I would like for somebody to please pray. Miss Lily May, she's a warrior and been on the war, on the path a long time, on the journey a long time, and she's gotten something that's wrong with her foot, and they have taken her to Duke University Hospital to see about amputating. She's 80 years old, and I'm just asking for prayer for Miss Lily May, please.
How old you say she is?
She's 80, about 84, 85.
Okay.
Sister McCormick, you want to check that prayer request for Miss Lily May? For her foot may have to be amputated, for God to intervene in that, whatever it is, just for God to heal and deliver, especially at that age, God heal.
All right.
Yes.
Huh? Father God, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, ask you to look on Miss Lily May, God. We ask you to touch her right now, Lord, from her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. We pray that you'll touch her foot, God. Whatever might be going on in it, Lord God, we know that you're able to go right down into the root of it, and you're able to root whatever it is from the core of it right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that you already told us, God. You told us in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his strength, we are healed. So, God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you move on, God, and you touch that body, and you send for total, complete healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. And, Satan, we bind you up right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus on you because you have no authority over this woman, God. You have no authority, and you will lose her. You will lose her. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood right now in Jesus' name.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. It is
thank
so.
You.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Bless the Lord. If that's the last prayer request and no praise report, just want to thank the Lord again for such faithful women. Praise the Lord. And like I said, keep Brother Black, and I think his time is, he's exhausted with his time. I think he's getting mixed up with the nights and days again. But it could be just he's just totally exhausted too. But nevertheless, sometimes when he do get that way, sometimes they get switched up. But in the meantime, we thank God, glory to God, for all of you, and continue to pray for those prayers that, you know, for the people that we have already had in mind. Praise God. Mother Willette, I want to ask you, did you send something to the administrator? Because my phone is about to lock down, and that problem's so bad. I wanted to go out today while my granddaughter was here to take her over there for to take the phone to Verizon. It's not taking my emails, not allowed to come in the storage. It's full on the Google part of it. This has to be something that they're going to have to do to be able to get that unlocked, besides the fact of me trying to go through and find what I can to erase it right now, the stuff I have and I don't want to erase. But did you send, because I saw something, but it wouldn't show a name or nothing, and whatever. I had to search for it to find out what was that when I finally did, because I don't check that app all the time. And then I was seeing, I didn't know whether, because some of the things was going on the television about people doing tricks and stuff, and so I could not see anything
on
my.
I sent something to you. to the ministry.
Okay, so that was definitely, I said I was going to ask, because it was way late at night going over into the morning time when I said, okay, let me go ahead and try to find out what is that. The research would have liked to find, because this thing would not register anything from anybody. So, okay, then I'll get that transferred over into the block talk for the sincere tonight then. Okay, then.
Okay.
Wait,
all right.
So I just wanted to make sure, so as the Lord bless, and as those that got blessed put on their heart to continue to do our little $10, praise the Lord. Thank you for that God has sent you and used you, and thank God for Mother that sent it, Pastor. I think Pastor Bird was telling me, too, she had sent something. So, but in the meantime, thank the Lord. I am just one of the ones, we got to do better. I say when the Lord touch your heart, you'll send stuff. So we still had money to pay in the account, so I didn't bother anybody. But as the Lord bless you, I am not one of the ones to just like to follow up. I'm just, until he quickened me to do better, thank God. But nevertheless,
right.
We thank God for you all, and thank God for God blessing us with our 6th year. We're getting ready to have our did somebody just come on the line last minute? Thank God for, that's Brother Black there, too. We were just saying and pray for you. Praise God. I got to open his line. But anyway, we thank God we're getting ready to have our sixth anniversary. Will be on the 24th through the 30th. The Lord bless. I got it all. Like I told you last night, I got the confirmations from all the speakers now. And we'll have, I'll make that announcement. And we're sending out an email, not an email, sending out a text. I'm getting Alicia to go ahead and help me with a little small flyer just for us to be able to send the text out so everybody will know. And then I'll start calling you all to find out who would do scripture and prayer, so Lord say the same. And I'm believing God going to bless in this lineup, and I believe it's going to be like a revival as God has been doing in time past, no flesh on parade, just the anointing of those flowing with the word and the gifts and whatever, and as they are, I'm believing as they speak, and God's going to bless and minister them too as well. So I thank God for you all in praying. So Brother Black, we're just saying about, praying for you, because I didn't know, I know you was exhausted yesterday, or was it the day before, and so I was telling him with all that exhaustion, you might, being exhausted, you might, the time might have got kind of thrown off too. So is there anything you want to say before we close?
Yeah, thank you. God bless everybody. I was just so full yesterday. My spirit man was full. Like, I couldn't even like take anything else.
Wow.
And another thing, I have a praise report.
Okay.
We had a church meeting Saturday, and my apostle assigned me as a new member on the board of directors for the church.
Oh,
praise God. I just think.
Praise God.
Yeah.
A new member on the board, you said, right?
The board of directors. I'm a board of directors member now.
Whoa. Praise the Lord. I continue
Amen.
To be healthy. You're seeing more and more of the gift in you.
Yeah.
That is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So congratulations, my son. Praise the Lord. The more and more that gift come out of you, too. More and more.
Amen.
As God
Amen.
Prepare the way. Amen. At his appointed time. Thank God. Bless the Lord. Well, yeah, as we always say, you can go always back to and listen to the word, and going back to the blog talk, and just on the and listen to it later. But praise God. So if all hearts and minds are clear, praise the Lord. Like I say, just continue to pray for the ministry. Pray for my daughter, too, as well as that flight coming in on the 16th or those couple of days for Alicia coming in to visit her mom and family, and something she's been longing for some time. So we just pray God continue to bless and pray for that pinched nerve, too, as well. And I'll keep Pastor Burton lifted up. Like her knee is doing something better, but I'm not sure. Well, she was
She said she can hopefully get her shoe on and then also be able to put her leg down where she can be able to go to church on Sunday. So in the meantime, also pray for that continued problem with that shoulder and hand. We just believe in the Lord. Some people just calling up all that we can remember, but some of these warriors that God got on the front line, especially faster than the enemy attacking, their name might come up, you know, kind of frequently. As we continue to pray for you all as leaders and keep them, that they continue to stay in the place of grace of being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord as he leads, as they lead his people. So as we pray, the Bible told us to pray for our leaders and pray for our kings, pray for those in leadership in our lives. Praise the Lord. But I love you. God bless you. Thank you for the prayers for myself, too, as well. And I'll continue to pray one for another and keep this thing bound up about this problem because it's been attacking so many people. I've been hearing so many other pastors, leaders, and other different people that this thing will be coming up in children, too. So this is something different in this, even though this problem has been showing out for a long time. But as the last couple of years, they've been talking about, oh, it's getting worse. And but this time it seems like people we're hearing about now, and I'm, even myself, this thing is coming up early. Usually be like in the middle or the end, and some people might have it all year long. But the stuff that I'm hearing from a lot of believers, too, and whatever like this, that it is on. It is really, really been an attack. So we need to come against that foul spirit, as Mother Willett was talking about last night, but I had already started the prayer, but she brought it out in the open, too. Pray against those allergies and sinuses and respiratory stuff because it is really getting real serious out there. So, and the enemy has been attacking us all, I mean, different one of us in leadership too, and glory to God. So we just, in the body of Christ, I meant to say, but in leadership, a lot of that been happening too. So pray, and I pray for the pages. First Lady Page, we had prayed for her some time back and whatever like this about the kidney, so we're going to pray and keep her lifted up and healed and whole and stuff like God bless, even in her process of dealing with that, as well as Teresa. Keep those things lifted up, too, for God to bless and heal and deliver there. Amen. Yes.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I just want y'all to touch and agree, continue to touch and agree with me on Monday and when I go and do my surgery.
Oh, it is this. It's this. I think it is about the second week. It's the first week. Oh, okay then.
I'll be.
Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we come in agreement right now with Mother McCormick, a faithful vessel of the Lord, and pray. And she's standing the gap for so many other. And God, you have not forgotten her labor of love. So we come against any interference when enemy tries to come up as she get ready to go to have her cataracts, have that cataract surgery. Our AI is going to be so clear and so precise, and it'll be like Sister Noel to Evangelist Noel when she talked about how clear everything was, so pretty, and the colors and whatever. So we believe it. You're going to do that for your servant. There won't be no mishap. The hands of the doctors as they use the beams or whatever they do to do this surgery won't be no problems. God, even anything that the enemy try to make her a little bit anxious, we know sometimes we get a little butterflies with things to look, but we bind up any fears that will try to come in. We'll have our little, you know, cautious and concerns, but we bind the enemy trying to bring in fear or any torment. We just thank you, Lord God, for just being able to hear her come back with a celebration of how God did for that first eye and the second eye in the name of Jesus. God, we just blessing you. Glory to God. Oh, I can't remember. Did they do both or just one at a time? But however, God, we just thank you. They're going to do both?
No, they're going to do my right eye on Monday. And then the third Monday, they'll do my left eye.
And we are thanking you on both eyes, crystal clear, and God bless and encourage her heart as well. And we thank you for even the word that you may even put in her mouth for somebody, even during those times when she's out, even with them, God. That's kind of way that you just bless and you use her. So we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you all glory in advance. By your stripes, we were healing, healing this in your wing. You sent your word, and sometimes it has to come through a doctor, the process. But, God, the healing and deliverance come from you because you are the creator. In the name of Jesus, and we bless you, and we honor you.
Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Peace. Praise God. Bless God. Pray strength to Mother Alexandra as she a road runner for Jesus Christ, on the move for Christ in every aspect, in every part of her life that she can do, glory to God, even as 84 walking around here like she's 55 or go in her early 60s or whatever, or 84, I'm sorry. But anyway, might be getting that wrong. But nevertheless, I am so, glory to God, admired of this woman holding up the bloodstained banner. Always have some encouragement. Don't care how tired she may be, she always have an encouraging word and always talking about Jesus and lifting him up. So, God, I pray whatever her endeavors and her desires, God, you bless and fulfill. Because you said if we walk up right before you, hold no good thing from her. So I pray, God, that you will bless her in every way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing Mother Willetta. We already said in touching her body. God, I pray for her son. I pray for this young man that you done put in her life, Lord, as her son, and she's impartate so much into her children, trying to get them to go over that, to recognize Christ and to do with God the potential gift that this young man has in him. God, I pray against the satanic force that turned back around trying to draw him into a place just to ride in the middle. Before, Glover together was riding on the other side. Now it's kind of, no, God, you say hot or cold, lukewarm, I'll spew you out. Every trap, snare, plot, plant, anything that's done in a deceptive way, Glover together, to try to, Glover to God, to put on a facade, we tear down those strongholds. Anything, Glover to God, that's trying to keep him from being all he can be in Christ Jesus, I pray, glory to God, put a fire down on the inside, a visitation, glory to God, from him, from you, glory to God, that he'll get to a place that, you know, I'm not going to be up and down, I'm not going to just do cool just enough to get by, but God, I'm praying that he will yield himself and avail himself to let God bless. It's so much God can do and use him, glory to God, to draw so many others in, but God, give him that place where he can stand and be able, glory to God, to make God Lord in his life. Because like Paul said, I don't want to preach to others and myself be a castaway. God, so I'm praying the gifting that you put in, the talent, even the word that you put on the inside of him, God, that he would just say yes to you. Yes, yes, yes. And I pray for her other daughters too, God, that you will bless, strengthen them, encourage them, destroy any yoke that will hold them or keep them, glory to God, from being able to just to yield. God, they got a vessel, glory to God, in their life, a woman of God, not only the woman, glory to God, that's their mother, but a woman of God. God, help them to, glory to God, see the light that's shining in her and where she is now to stand on that. We are thanking you right now for that. We are thanking you, Lord God, for glory to God, our other sisters and brothers in Christ, in the name of Jesus. Pray for Pastor Sims. You continue to bless her as she's standing, glory to God, in the gap, standing, glory for her family, standing for others. Strengthen her. Give her the time that she needs to sit back and rest herself and rest her mind so that way she can be rejuvenated and revived, glory to God, to be able to continue. So, God, I come against any attack to try to come against her mind or body. Thank you for the miraculous healings that you've done and testimonies in her. So, God, I'm praying even this endeavor that she has for that you have given her on the Pathfinder, I might not be saying that right. But anyway, that, God, we are praying, God, that you will bless her and use her, glory to God, to continue to bring forth, glory to God, the knowledge and the wisdom and the things to inspire and to encourage, God, because that's our heart, that you see people encouraged and build up and glory to God, healed and delivered and saved. God, we thank you for Mother McCormick. Continue to bless her. Continue to bless Brother Black. Continue to bless Pastor Bird. Glory to God, and bless the glory for that word that's on the inside of her. Bind up any attack that come up against her. Pray for Sister Noel. God, we hadn't heard from her a while, but we pray for her. We pray for Sister Brenda. You know their endeavors. You know the things they're going through. You know what's going on behind the scenes. We pray, glory to God, that you would just continue to bless. Bless Sister Rachel, God. Help her, glory to God, to just stand fast, hold fast, don't waver, but continue, glory. God, such words on the inside of her and anointing. We come against the enemy that try to fight her with it, but God, help her to fight the good fight of faith with the word. Ah, God, to not only just get that word and get fat off the word, but God, let that word, glory to God, shift her to another, glory, dimension in you. God, we just bless you, glory, for what all you're doing in the divine connection. We pray for Prophetess Benjamin. We pray for Apostle, glory to God, Terry, that's coming. We pray, glory, for Pastor Burton that's going to speak, and Pastor Bird that's speaking. We pray, thank you, Lord God, for Lord, Minister to Ron, Pastor Betty's son, God, when he's speaking, we pray, glory, for all those speakers and all the another, and even the other guests, God, glory to God, that you have and that you are blessed. Pray for Pastor Danny. Pray, God, that you are blessed, glory to God, in this situation with her husband and have to be challenged with that young man in the house there, their son, glory to God, their adopted son. We pray, glory to God, they love him and they love the daughter. Well, God, we pray against some demonic force that sometimes it hurts you so much when you don't raise somebody up and love them and nurture them, and then now the enemy using them to try to turn on you. But the devil is alive. Oh, they don't have no victory. I thank you for the love. Even, glory to God, as she was speaking that word out of Obadiah, glory, by being careful, glory, how you treat God's people. God, we just pray for those that are in darkness and the enemy is using them, and they don't even realize how much, so whether they are loved ones, our children, or whether they're husbands and wives, or whether they're a neighbor or friend, or whether they're somebody, glory to God, that the enemy just trying to just cause chaos and confusion. God, we know that vengeance is yours, but you told us to pray. Glory to God. You said if they hunger, feed them. If they, glory to God, thirst, give them water. But God, you said follow peace with all men if possible. Sometimes people won't let you, but we have to do what God said because we owe no man but to love him. So God, you asked me to deliver that young man. Take him out of the hand, snatch him out of the hand of the enemy. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. If drugs involve or glory to God, the situation from childhood, glory to God, and things that happened before, glory to God, he became a part of that family, I pray right now every demonic force, every generational curse, it'll be loose from him in the name of Jesus. Even the environment that he may have slipped out and been in school or whatever else, we destroy that yoke. And any other thing that's trying to build up, glory to God, this kingdom in our children in any way, we will call it to be eradicated, dismantled, cast it out, bind it up, and send it back to the dry place from whence it came. That, glory to God, there would be subject to the Spirit of the Lord until deliverance and healing for salvation come in. God, help us to continue to pray all around the nation and globe for our youth and for one another in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus. Anybody that's named, glory, wasn't even called in, even those that are visiting, those that are on the line, we pray, God, for your blessings, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your courage, for your strength, for your continued determination to hold on to faith, for you to continue to be built up and used for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. For those that are hurting and disappointed for this thing or that thing, God said he came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. So we just thank you for it right now. God, help us to have a spirit of praise and to give muster up some praise. That's why we sacrifice the praise. That's why it'll come natural. You'll give us beautiful ashes. Glory to God. Help us to take off graveyard clothes and don't put them back on when the enemy try to bring us back into depression or this, that, and the other, or going back in the past for this, that, and the other. We plead the blood of you. We're not wearing no clothes. We'll thank you, Lord God, for you blessing us and keeping us, that we, glory to God, can look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We can come boldly to you. We can trust you. We know you are our deliverer. We know, glory to God, that you work things for. Help us, God, to wait on you and trust. Pray one for another. Bear one another burdens. Help us, Lord, to be planted by the tree like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Help us to soar. Help us, glory to God, to speak and decree and declare those things that are not as though they were. God, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. Not, glory to God, in the midst of all trials, situations, circumstances, God, we get our strength, glory to God, and our joy and peace from you. Thank you for the armor. Thank you for your word. Help us to sharpen the tools that you've given us and stand on it in faith. In Jesus' name, we bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against these prayers. We bind you to come against any untimely death, sickness, and disease, every plot, plan, scheme, whatever it is he got going on out there. We take authority over it right now and bind him up and send him back to the dry place from which he came and loose our joy and peace back and our strength and our courage to continue to move forward and to obey the Lord. And thank you for the blessings of the Lord that added rich and make it no sorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Shalom.
Yes, Lord. Shalom. Yes, Lord. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The peace of God. Oh, no, my brother. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.